This is a story courtesy of Global Heroes magazine. Layla Najjar and A.D. Frisch. It is a typical scene. Two friends in their early 20s are sitting at a coffee shop drinking beverages while talking and laughing over inside jokes and events from the previous night. No bystander would have the slightest notion that Layla Najjar, a Palestinian Muslim, and A.D. Frisch, an Israeli Jew, should be mortal enemies. As they effortlessly speak to each other in both Arabic and Hebrew, one would think that the two girls are oblivious to the fact that their two people groups are involved in one of the most deep-rooted and complicated conflicts in our world's history. Most Israelis see Palestinians not as friends, but rather potential human bombs preparing to kill innocent civilians. This certainly is not the case based on A.D.'s behavior towards Layla, and despite the Palestinian sentiment that their people are victims of oppression inflicted by Israelis, Layla shows no signs of animosity towards A.D. As the pictures of hatred and violence fill media news time slots around the world on a daily basis, and as politicians spend countless hours and money seeking solutions to the crisis, these two young girls offer an image and an example representing hope and peace. "We have a very special relationship," Layla says. "We are like sisters. I know everything about A.D., and she knows everything about me. Our friendship does not depend on politics, but rather on mutual respect for each other," explains A.D. "One of the driving forces behind this friendship is the oasis of peace, Neve Shalom in Hebrew, Wahat al-Salam in Arabic, a small village situated midway between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The Oasis of Peace was jointly established by Palestinians and Israelis, including the two girls' parents, in the 1970s as a place where the two groups could live, work, and raise their children together. Over 50 families reside in the village, which has been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize." "We are one of a kind," explains A.D. "We are not segregated. We live and cooperate with each other. We treat everyone as an equal." Layla and A.D. were among the first children born in the community and developed a close friendship when they started kindergarten at the Integrated Primary School. It is the only bilingual and bicultural school recognized by Israel's Ministry of Education. "We learned about each other's histories, cultures, and languages," states A.D. "We understand each other's identities." The best example of this can be seen in the way that holidays are celebrated. Although fundamentally and devoutly different in beliefs, A.D.'s family invites Layla over for Jewish holidays, and Layla's family will in turn reciprocate for Arabic holidays. As the political conflict has intensified, the friendship between Layla and A.D. has grown closer, partly due to the encounter workshops that are offered as part of the educational system at the Oasis of Peace. Students, both Israeli and Palestinian, are encouraged by trained facilitators to examine each other's opinions and emotions and thus develop tools to manage conflict. With the recent failure of the 1993 Oslo Accords, the collapse of the 2000 Camp David summit, and the stalling of the current roadmap to peace designed by the United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia, perhaps it is the ideas of two young girls who have not yet completed their university studies that truly offer us the framework to peaceful coexistence. Oasis of Peace. For Layla, the way to peace is best exemplified in the village by living, learning, and dealing with problems together. "To truly have peace, both sides have to learn to relate to each other," she says. "We are all human beings," A.D. states. "We have to know the other side better. We need to communicate and listen." A.D. currently works at a fitness club and has plans of attending university in the near future. Her choice of study would be communication between people, a subject that would be useful for many in the region. Layla studies jewelry design in Jerusalem and hopes to return back to the Oasis of Peace to raise a family while also promoting the ideals of the village. "Everyone has dreams, and we have accomplished our dream of living in peace," Layla says. "It is important to spread the idea of the village to as many people as possible." One can only imagine what the situation would be like if Layla's wish is fulfilled and the ideals of the Oasis of Peace are prevalent throughout the entire region. If this message is communicated, how many other young Israeli Jews and Palestinian Muslims could be laughing together over a drink instead of resting in graves? Edie Frisch, personal profile. Date and place of birth, October 1, 1982. Neve Shalom, Wahat al-Salam, Oasis of Peace, Israel. Best moment in life? When my parents built an apartment for me. Favorite book? Someone to Run With. Favorite film? Fifth Element. Layla Najjar, personal profile. Date and place of birth? September 24, 1983. Neve Shalom, Wahat al-Salam, Oasis of Peace, Israel. Best moment in life. The day I was accepted into the university I am currently attending in Jerusalem. Favorite book? Crazy About Layla. Favorite film? Love Actually. Story by Global Heroes Magazine, read by Sally Suzanne Marie.